AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. Jacksonville now has a budget in place for next year. Last night, the city council overwhelmingly voted in favor of the $1.3 billion package, which is about $100 million more than this year's budget. Before the vote, a controversial amendment that would have held back half of the funds allocated for the sheriff's office was withdrawn. The budget passed 17-2. A lieutenant with Jacksonville Fire and Rescue won't be fighting any fires in the near future. That's because of posts Anthony Treadwell made on social media recently. After Treadwell was reassigned, a city official wouldn't say what specifically Treadwell wrote that prompted this. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be a problem through tonight, and rip currents could bring big trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very cautious. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Stop and go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street, at about 3 or 4 minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 68. Right now it's 61 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend. Liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters. And Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes, actually 5 minutes after 8 a.m. Those of you on hold, I promise, just give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to start with the ladies first, because that's how me and Roger roll. And we're going to be going with some of the calls in just a few moments. Just give me a little bit of time. The big question is, why won't states give up the Electoral College? Something's going on right now. If any of you can guess this, I will buy you lunch. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. The Democrats say it doesn't matter. What the president's doing is wrong. And they say it's unconstitutional. They can't tell you where it's unconstitutional. It's only because, according to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her grandmother had a wish that, you know, Donald Trump would not nominate somebody else. But the bottom line is Democrats, and here's the group, here's the montage, Eric Holder and the rest of them have said, if we get the power, snap, I got the power, we are going to pack the courts.
The Democrats are saying, well, we'll just pack the court. What would the impact
exactly
be?
Look, you've essentially cheated and stolen over two seats, the Scalia seat and now this one. And I think they'd be well within their rights to do so.
I think additional justices need to be placed on the Supreme Court.
That was former Attorney General under Barack H. Obama, Eric Holder. Democrat from Hawaii, Senator Mazie Hirono, says, oh, no. Packing the court, it is long overdue.
This is long overdue court reform as far as I'm concerned, and I've been thinking about court reform and what we can do regarding the Supreme Court to make it so much more objective. And so this is not something that a lot of us have not thought about.
Ah, interesting. Do you think if Trump wins re-election, do you think if the, let's say the Republicans hold on to the Senate, can you imagine if they want to pack the courts? Democrats would be against it, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely they would, especially if we can, if, you know, the Republicans can flip the House as well. Yeah, that would probably be a good discussion.
Where was RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on this issue? She was interviewed by National Public Radio, or PBS, however you want to call it, back in June of 2019. This is what she said about it.
There is no fixed number in the Constitution, so this court has had as few as 5, as many as 10. Nine seems to be a good number, and it's been that way for a long time. There are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court. So I am not at all in favor of that solution.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she wasn't at all in that favor of that solution. In other words, does she disagree with other Democrats? Here on our Newsmaker line of this and other issues, Mike Sinan, who's the senior political reporter for FloridaDaily.com. So Mitt Romney came out and said, hey, I'm going to support moving the process forward. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. Are conservatives a little too excited because it seems like they've got the votes to get it going right now? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that this is the raw grab for power that political parties do. I mean, there's no doubt that if the Democrats were in the exact opposite shoes, that they'd be filling this seat. I mean, this is what political parties do. So it should come as no surprise. It's what's in the Constitution. It's how the Constitution works. And Republicans really kind of pulled a fast one over back in 2016 when they, you know, would not get Merrick Garland nominated. And, you know, I mean, they look like a hypocrite here. Democrats look like a hypocrite here for several reasons. But, I mean, this is exactly what political parties do, and it should come as no surprise.
You cover the state of Florida. What is this on a scale of 1 to 10? I mean, this seems an issue that gets the Republicans more pumped up, i.e. 2016 after the death of Scalia. What does this do on the landscape politically for the presidency about Supreme Court picks? Do you think it has a play on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rank it with voters?
Well, I mean, I'm going to rank it on a 4 on the Republican side because evangelicals and the people that really would have gone out to vote for Donald Trump are going to go out to vote for Donald Trump anyway. If you go back to the 2016 election, this issue was a 10 for Republicans, not a 4, because they weren't really sure what was going to happen in the future. And, you know, they knew that seats were going to be up for grabs. And so, you know, they might not have liked Donald Trump that much, but they sure did like the idea of a Republican making the appointments to the Supreme Court. So back in 2016, it was a huge issue for Republicans. This time, not so much, because they're going to show up and vote
that
for Donald Trump anyway.
Is a great point, Roger, because Mike, you're telling me if this is already hitting the ceiling, so the only group that this would benefit would be those on the left to come out and make sure that they show up to the polls
for the next appointment. I mean, you know, it's going to be too late for the appointment to replace RBG. So yes, I mean, it will be. On the scale of 1 to 10 for Democrats, it is a 10 because you just got, you just lost a person on the Supreme Court, and you think that that's going to be important moving forward. But, you know, let me just bring up, Ed, that this is all Harry Reid's fault, and this is all the Democrats' fault. And so be careful what you wish for when you make a raw power grab, because in 2013, Harry Reid ended the need for 60 votes to get a court nomination through. And had he never done that, then Democrats could have easily filibustered this nomination, not given the 60 votes need for cloture, and we would have to wait until after the election. But instead, Harry Reid really wanted that power really bad and really wanted those judges pushed through, and it wasn't even a Supreme Court nomination. This was appellate court judges.
Yeah.
And he changed the rules here. And you know, be careful what you wish for when you do that, because someday you might be sitting on the other side, and it might cost you a Supreme Court nomination.
Mike Sinan is the senior political correspondent for FloridaDaily.com. New poll came out by the Pew Research. You and I see these polls all the time. You and I, you, of course, you being very established in the TV world and also on radio as a well-known journalism. Having said this, there was part of this new poll was about, okay, you know, there was like 55% of those out there that think there's a bunch of careless reporting by reporters. They don't get behind the real factor of a story out there. Okay, but this one caught my attention. There's two of them here. 72% said news organizations do a garbage job. They do an insufficient job of explaining to the public where their money comes from and how their money is being spent. You know why I think that is? We've got lazy reporters, and they only work up on a press release that's done by your local school board or local county commission. In many cases, I think a few journalists, you have done it, but a lot of journalists don't seem to really follow the raw numbers. Do you see that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that I see that. And there's really two reasons why. It's not so much lazy journalism as the fact that there's not as many of them, anywhere near as many of them, as there used to be.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we're talking about news organizations having dwindling resources, number one. Number two, in terms of, like, the upper management of media outlets, I mean, these people like to eat candy. And you know, how governments spend their money is much more like broccoli than it is like candy. You need it in your diet. It doesn't taste as good as the candy. I mean, after all, there's a fire on the east side, and on the west side, there's a shooting, right? So we got to go and rush out to that. That's the candy that they want to eat. They don't want to take the time to develop a story about how your tax dollars are being spent. So that's sort of the two main reasons why, much more so than lazy journalists. I think that, you know, a lot of journalists would love to actually spend their time covering the way the government spends their money, but they're not given the resources to do
okay,
it.
Okay, but hold
by
on.
Their management.
But hold on. You did it, and the numbers were phenomenal. You would cover a lot of wasteful amount of spending out there, and the sponsors would advertise this. But you mean to tell me, I think most people, if you live in the city of Jacksonville, Orlando, or South Florida, the fires and the murders get a little old after a while. I would assume, at least for the flavor of the month or the flavor of the year during an election season, you did a constant story of the taxpayers' waste of money on education or a local story, I would think that would get more hits than a who died last week.
Yeah, but it's not the immediate happening now that television management loves so much. You know what I mean? I mean, right now we've got, look at the picture of these flames. I mean, Don Henley sang about it in Dirty Laundry, you know, is a really good example. And, you know, and do you really want to do spend your time watching a piece about how much money Atlantic Beach puts into their median landscaping? Because let me tell you, it's way more than you would think.
Good point.
Right? I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's how Atlantic Beach wants to spend its tax dollars. And so, you know, it's hard to say, but I mean, I would put the onus much more on management of a news organization than I would on the reporters themselves.
Right.
I mean, they're out there trying to find these nuggets, and, you know, management is looking at it like, you know, I don't know how exciting that is.
All right. You were using, I was thinking of Right Now by Van Halen. That's what I was thinking more of, you know. Right. All right, Mike Sinan, FloridaDaily.com. Hey, good to have you on today.
Always.
All right. He's one of the best, man. Senior political reporter. Right now, about tomorrow. Yeah, folks, I don't sing for a living. That's the reason why I talk. All right, Mike Sinan, senior political correspondent for FloridaDaily.com. I mean, I think it's a great issue about, he can say it's management. I think he's right, but I'd like
to
see
too.
More stories.
You know, I would imagine there's a lot of pressure on the management to, you know, turn over the money. So they probably overwhelm their reporters with a lot of different stories. You can't do 100% on everything, and you kind of gloss over things, and then really right. don't get the really in-depth articles.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Oh, I think you could get him. I'm just saying, nobody cares about some artsy thing going on. I mean, it's a good human interest. Nobody cares about the death. Come on, folks. I think you could pick up more money advertising government waste, but it's got to be real good. All right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. All right, take some calls. Here's the big question. Some of you should be able to guess it, but I'm not putting you down when I say this. 51% of the latest Hill-Harris X poll say it is time to get rid of the Electoral College. The liberal left wants to get rid of the Electoral College. My question to you, why will states, you got to do it through a constitutional amendment, why will states not give up the Electoral College? They won't do it because of something that's taken place right now. Let's go to Bruce on line one. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Well, to me, it seems pretty simple. People are moving away from all these Democratic-controlled states, and they're moving into Republican-controlled states. And the shift of the number of electoral votes is going to change as a result of that.
You are close, but you're at first base. I would be willing to give away the answer. Someone could get me a double. But why are they moving to the states? That's... You guys are kind of there, but I need somebody to kind of you know, get the guy on the lead base. Let's go to Holly. Hey, Holly, good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I believe part of this has to do with the pact that the states have signed that guarantee their electrical, their votes go to the winner of the popular vote. And today, that pact supports states, including Washington, D.C. So if you live in a big city and all your votes go Democrat, but the popular vote goes to the Republican, that state is giving those votes to the Republican.
Now, you are not wrong, folks. I promise you. You're going to love the answer. That is not the answer. I mean, that is an answer.
You know, I vaguely remember hearing that Colorado may have passed a law after Trump was elected if their popular vote goes a certain way.
Let me give you a hint, guys. It has nothing to do with the presidential election.
Okay.
Nothing to do. Why will states not give up its electoral votes?
It's nothing to do with the presidential election.
It has nothing
election.
To do with the presidential election. I'm going to give you a hint. Why would some states want more electoral votes? Has something to do with what's going on right now. Let's go to Doc. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to address the Republicans and conservatives. We are starting to drift into fake news. I'm not fond of RBG, but we are starting to spread over like Facebook and social media that she wanted to lower the, she wrote a book about lowering the sexual age to consent to 12. She didn't do that. So I'm just telling, every time I challenge,
yeah, I heard
her,
that
hey,
too. I heard that too. Yeah.
Take, you know, I tell them to take it down. It's like, well, she said it. And then so one guy, I said, well, show me where she said it because I'm trying to help. And he gave me a forum. I said, dude, that's a forum.
Yeah, I know.
That's just people are talking about. So we need to do a little research before we spread. She don't need any negative news. She's got enough stuff to bury her with already. So I just want to tell the Patriots, we don't need to create fake news or pass around fake news.
Right. I got it right. Yeah, there was a story that came out about 20-plus years ago.
Right.
She used to work for the ACLU. There was a story about a case that somehow insinuated, because she was part of it, where they advocated lowering the age of consent to, I think it was like 13.
Okay.
I don't know what her involvement was at, but I'm with Doc on that. So, hey, I got to take a quick break. Come on, folks. I'm going to buy you lunch. There's a real reason why states will not give up the Electoral College. In fact, they want more. Why is that? It has something to do with what is going on right now. This is a great question, and only I was able to think of that. 904-831-0600. I kid. More coming up next. If you guys can get the answer, I will buy you lunch. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's been there for the past couple of weeks, and it's still there. Construction work on 95 headed south, right between Edgewood Avenue and Lum Turner. It has a right lane blocked, and it's starting to cause some light traffic. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often, people are caught by surprise, and in the midst of their grief, end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
This radio station accepts political advertising. We're required to adhere to very specific federal regulations concerning political advertising. You will not agree with all the statements or positions taken by all of these candidates. And sometimes, neither do we. This radio station is an important part of this community, and therefore the candidates want to bring their message to you via our airwaves. We do so as a public service and in accordance with the regulations outlined by the FCC. Regardless of your position, please make sure you register to vote so your voice is heard.
In a picture tied to frontier days in America, it has often been said that pioneers are easy to spot. They're the ones with the arrows in their hat. Yes, there is a price to pay for pushing the envelope and expanding the borders. Change often leads to resistance. We have to determine whether resistance is a message from God or not. Is he telling us to slow down or stop, or telling us to persevere and trust him? That's the good thing about resistance. It makes us stop and seek confirmation that what we're doing is right. If confirmation comes, then it's full speed ahead. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's answers to change on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
All right, let's see if some of you can guess my answer. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Phil. What's up, man?
Hey, good to be back. I had a death out of state, but it's good to be back.
Good to have you, man.
Okay, I'm going to give you a shot, okay? But guess what? There's a change to the winning. If I win, I buy you lunch at Urban Beam in Orange Park. You can order the whole menu, no problem. I know the owner very well. I get a right. Good Grandpa Bean discount, believe me. Okay, here we're going to go. I was thinking about what you said, what Roger said, what your caller said, and I would say I'm going out there on this, so I'm going to make it real short so you can move on. I'm going to say it's about the money, because if the electoral votes from each state are dissipated, there's a lot of money that goes into that, and each state and each party gets the money. Now, I could be wrong.
What contributes of what is going on right now, whether states get the money? What's going on right now, currently?
Well, I'm going to have to say, I still owe you lunch. I can't answer that. I thought...
Okay, it's the 70-year-old lady who's been knocking on your door.
Oh, boy, I'm 81, so...
Okay, she's asking if you're Caucasian, Latin, or certain color.
Okay. The census was...
Bingo!
Boom. Oh, my gosh.
You got the answer. Roger's like...
They sent me three of them. I only sent one back. How many people send three back, and then you get three credits? You know what I mean?
All right. Well, you got the answer correct.
We would still have the census, though, if they did away with the Electoral College, wouldn't we? Yeah.
That's not the point. I didn't say get rid of the census. What happens with currently going on right now, if the state of Florida gets two more congressional seats, guess what that means? They get more money. So I had more. No. The key word was money. Money. You get more money because you got more representation. More money will be allocated to your state. If the state of Nevada, the state of New Mexico's got 5 electoral college votes, and it starts blowing up because people are moving in, then their electoral college goes up to 5-7.
We'd still have the same number of congressional seats.
The states, doesn't matter. The states, I said, would not give up the electoral college because if more people move in, they get more money. Is that difficult? Ron got it.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
All right.
Well, before you laid out the red carpet to give that one away, I'm still in agreement with Roger. If the census determines congressional representation, California, New York, they've all signed that interstate compact. So they're giving away the Electoral College already. Nothing's going to change. You know, if the Democrats get in power, Electoral College, they'll try to get it gone, but I think it's going to take a
constitutional... I agree with you, but the states have to approve it through a constitutional measure.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what they have to do.
The allocation of Electoral College delegates is a product of the number of congressional seats and Senate, not the other way around.
No, Electoral College has how many in the state of Florida? 29.
29,
and how many votes go to the presidency?
29.
That's what I'm thinking, so there you go. All right. 904-831. I'm going to take more of your calls. You guys disagree with me? I'm all for that. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On JTB, headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo, we have that usual light traffic. Add an extra couple minutes, and we can't see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Have you ever heard somebody say they have the highest quality at rock-bottom prices? I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and for diamonds, an assertion like that is absurd. It'd be like a banker saying they sold dollar bills for 50 cents. That just doesn't happen in any industry, and people who believe it are always the ones looking for something too good to be true, and they normally find out later it was. In diamonds, when you talk about higher quality with credible diamond grading reports from GIA, AGS, or Forevermark, higher prices mean higher quality, greater rarity, greater value. Now, for a customer to understand that, they can try to learn things on the internet, but it gets confusing because they don't have an expert to ask questions to. The best way to get answers is to come in one of our stores and ask one of our professionals your question and have them explain real diamonds to you. The result will be you'll understand about a diamond's quality, price, and value. So come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops at Ponte Vedra.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
All right, more of your calls coming up next. Woody, Jason, the rest of you, I'm going to give you guys plenty of time. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. We're talking about this and other issues. President Trump says he's got a pick for this Saturday, and we're going to find out this Saturday as well. And the Senate says they've got the 51 votes to move a nomination forward. But is it going to happen? The question is, will the vote happen before the election or after the election? Well, if you got 51 votes, why do you need it after? Well, we've seen stranger things happen, trust me. From Republicans, not all from Democrats. Your call's up next. Always enjoy hearing from you. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a state he won in 2016, and he's hoping to do it again. President Trump returned to Pennsylvania yesterday, a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania, the president blasting Joe Biden for contradictory stands that Biden took on fracking. Tension in the air in Louisville ahead of a decision in the Breonna Taylor case. The Kentucky Attorney General will soon announce whether the officers who fatally shot Taylor will face charges. Thousands are expected to pay their respects at the Supreme Court today and tomorrow to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump, meanwhile, says he'll be announcing his high court nominee come Saturday. Stock futures mixed on Wall Street. Dow futures up 199 points. On NASDAQ, futures are down 10 points. S&P futures 10 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Portman. Months after a man's body turned up in a swamp, police have arrested his wife. 25-year-old Sherry Smith of Jacksonville allegedly killed her husband, David Hunt, whose remains were found back in June in Baker County. At last word, Smith was still in custody in Gadsden County. Hunt was 35. She escaped from Duval County Jail by impersonating her own cellmate. Now Jessica Hansen's back in custody and facing another charge. She got out on Sunday night but was recaptured within the same hour. Coastal areas of both Duval and Nassau counties are on alert. Flooding and high surf could be a problem through tonight, and rip currents could be trouble through tomorrow night. A lieutenant with Jacksonville Fire and Rescue won't be fighting any fires in the near future. That's because of posts Anthony Treadwell made on social media recently. After Treadwell was reassigned, a city official wouldn't say what specifically Treadwell wrote that prompted this. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
This is Mike Lester with the Gardener Nest Egg Radio Show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On JTB, headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo, we have that usual light traffic. Add an extra couple minutes, and we can't see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it's 62 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Liberal organizations opposing protest legislation claim the laws threaten to criminalize peaceful protesters. Senate Republicans say they have the votes to move forward a Supreme Court nomination. And President Trump says he will name his Supreme Court nominee by this weekend.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, some of you have been waiting patiently. I'm going to give you guys plenty of time. 834, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831, Erico 904, 831-0600. Woody. Hey, Woody, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. What's been going on?
Not much. I just got back from Pensacola. My son got flooded out over there during the hurricane.
Hey, Woody, good. Woody, hold on for a second. I had to go to Tallahassee. So you went over to Pensacola. How I understood it, some of the bridges, I remember covering Hurricane Ivan in 2004. The bridges were kind of whacked out. Tell me, how bad is it over there right now with that storm?
It bad. It was real bad. I mean, there were trees down everywhere. I think I saw two fences still standing. But the flood damage was just horrendous.
Because it's pretty low over there, isn't it?
Yeah. He lives right off of Perdido Key, and Perdido Key was totally underwater.
Wow.
4-hour gas lines, dude.
No way.
Yep. Yeah, it was ugly. You see the ugliest in people when they're sitting in line waiting for gas. My God.
Hey, no, wait, Woody, you want to see the ugliest? Watch me when I'm in a drive-thru waiting on somebody or behind a counter at Starbucks.
I don't do Starbucks. So, hey, Ed, I love your show, but I ain't buying your argument. The states are funded by the people that are there. The Electoral College, that's just a byproduct of the census and the people that get there. I do think states are going to fight it, though, because if you think about the advertising dollars that are flowing into all these states right now and the just gobs and gobs of cash that are coming in and the tax revenue that the states are getting from it, because – If you didn't have the electoral colleges, The only places to be getting advertising dollars right now is New York,
yeah,
California, Illinois, and those places like that.
Exactly.
All right, hold on. Now, let me continue to sell you on my product here since you ain't buying it. First off,
would you buy that?
First off, states contribute money to other states. Florida is a donor state. Very unfortunate, by the way. By the way, states get more money from the feds than they are going to get from radio or TV advertising.
I get that, but you're still going to get that money because you have the people in your state.
That wouldn't stop
you're funded
that,
by the.
What do you think? Huh? Okay, the goal is to get the most amount of money, right? Where are you going to get the most amount of money?
The Electoral College does not determine how much money you're going to get, though.
Yes, no, it does. It's called a census, people. You get more representation, you get more money.
If you do away with the Electoral College, that would still mean we would still have the same number of people living in the state, and Congress would allocate the money.
No, you know what? You do it based on the representation. Go ahead.
Roger and I both agree that you're wrong. So
okay,
you're wrong.
All right, I'm wrong. Well, then how do you have a representative? Then how many congressmen could you not have then?
We would still have the same number of congressmen.
No, it's based on the census, right?
Not based on the Electoral College.
The Electoral College is based on the U.S. Census.
No, it is not.
It is. Thank you. But, I'm right.
But. Congress, the number of representatives in the House, and the number of U.S. senators determine the number of Electoral College delegates you'd get. We still have that same number of congressional districts in U.S. senators.
If you don't have an Electoral College anymore, okay, then what makes you to sit back and say, well, Florida's going to get 29 representatives and North Carolina's only going to get 15?
Just count the congressmen and senators then.
How do you do it? How do you decide it? It's called Electoral College, right?
No, it's called the Census.
The Census is the Electoral College.
Okay. And if Ron agrees with you.
Ron, do you agree with me?
He doesn't have his headphones on.
Stop playing your video games over there.
His reputation is on the line.
See, Roger and these guys act like there's a fantasy land that Congress is going to... No. If you've got more representation from the state of California based on the Electoral College, you will get more money.
It's not based upon the Electoral College. It's based upon the number of citizens living in the state.
The number of citizens living in the state based on the amount of people you can bring toward Congress, which means if you get more representation in that state, you have a higher amount of Electoral College votes.
Yes, and higher number of congressmen.
That's why they wouldn't. And who brings back the money? Congressmen. Roger. What are you dumbfounded about? Ron, get your headsets on here. Educate him, would you?
Oh, gosh. Please explain.
I understand. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm dealing with Jethro Bodine with a sixth grade education among some people here.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Jason, make some sense out of this, would you?
I'm not sure I want to say anything now. So, good morning, guys. I have another perspective.
All right.
And that perspective is, when you were thinking something is going on now, I immediately thought of vote buying. And by that, I mean mail-in voting. Falsification of voting records. Even what Bloomberg did, where he just paid for 32,000 Florida criminals to have their voting rights reinstated by spending millions of dollars to pay off their debts. Something like that, where the Democrats could stuff the ballot box and win by the popular vote rather than have to use the Electoral College, which really is by representation of the vote.
Exactly.
So that was my thought. I get what you're saying about the census dollars and things like that, but there's a lot of money that flows in, especially every 4 years when it comes to advertising, when it comes to, you know, who's going to promote. And I could see, you know, Roger and Woody's viewpoint on that, as well as yours with getting the census and getting more people in. But I just thought, you know, with the vote buying and like the Democrats say, vote early, vote often. Yeah, right. If they can make that they can make the popular vote skewed in their favor, they'll absolutely spend every penny they've got.
All right, good point. Now here's a question: How much money is coming into the state of Florida based on the federal election? Come on, give me a number.
I would estimate 15 million, maybe.
Really, 15
just
million?
A guess.
Hey,
just a guess.
John Rutherford brings that amount in just for his district. So you really want to use the argument of government money versus electoral?
It was a ballpark figure.
Let's say it was $100 million.
Okay.
I'll give you $100 million of advertising because it only raised $1.2 billion, right? That means they got other states to deal with. Let's say there's five key. So the bottom line is the census drives up which state gets the most electoral representation, which hence is the reason why the Electoral College also puts in the president. If you've got more congressmen or women in your state, you have better representation and you bring more money. I'll give an example. Some states didn't have the Electoral College numbers. Now their numbers, like North Carolina, numbers are higher. If New Mexico's got 5, but people are moving to New Mexico, New Mexico goes, well, I can get 7 now. They're not going to get that up because why, on paper and legality, you have better representation to get more taxpayer dollars.
The basis of his argument is why would the states oppose doing away with the Electoral College? He thinks it has to do with federal money coming into
the
state.
Heck yeah, they're not going to give up the power of the purse.
I don't believe the two are related.
Yeah, he thinks, oh, it's going to be better representation.
We would still have the same amount of money coming in because it's not based upon the Electoral College.
Really?
No, you're not.
Turn up his mic.
Bringing home the bacon. Remember that phrase? The more people you have bringing home the bacon, the more bacon coming home.
That's right.
So you're saying Congress would allocate more pork barrel, whatever spending in the state of Florida.
They have more people asking for money.
Based upon the Electoral College.
Yes.
Not the census, the Electoral College.
The census does drive up the Electoral College.
That's one of three things. The census determines the number of representation you have, which is also the Electoral College.
Would we lose
New York that? Lost two, we picked up two. We now have two more representatives and two more electoral votes than New York.
Right.
But two more people bringing home bacon here. New York has two less people bringing home bacon there.
I agree. That's congressmen, not Electoral College delegates, though.
But it's all interrelated in terms of numbers.
If we did away with the Electoral College, would we lose those allocations? Would the states lose that money? No, I don't think they would.
Based on what?
It seems like you're implying the census.
No, based on what? What makes you think they're going to get the same amount of money?
Because they'd still have the same number of representatives in Washington.
How do you know they're going to have the same? How would you know? If you don't give them, allocate them. I mean, how are you going to allocate them?
You'd still have the census.
How would you determine how many people each state can have to get rid of the Electoral College?
Every 10 years, census enumerators go and count everybody.
Big deal. But you don't have, what's the point? You don't have Electoral College in that pace. You can sit back and say, well, these are how many people live there.
The census would still continue to determine things like how many congressmen you have.
But really? You think so? Yes. But what's the point? The point is that the states with the Electoral College, the congressmen, is what gives you the Electoral College amount of numbers, which means they're not going to give it up because, as Ron says, you've got more representation for federal dollars. That means more money's going to come in. You got less amount of money's coming in.
So do away with the Electoral College and pork barrel spending ends.
Do away with the Electoral, I didn't say it ends, you'll get less for some states.
You get less.
For some states, I
don't see it that way.
How not? Hey, Roger, you've got...
The Electoral College has one job, and that's to show up in Washington, D.C. after the election to pick the president.
If you have less salespeople in, do you get more money or less money coming in?
More.
Less salespeople?
Oh, less. I'm sorry. Yeah, less money, yeah.
Which is a fact.
The Electoral College doesn't bring in money. They pick the president.
I think what Roger's saying is in the Constitution, the Electoral College is separate than the number of representation in Congress, so therefore, in his view, they're separate.
But we know that's different.
It's the same number of people. Don't get me wrong.
You
have the same number of delegates to Electoral College as you have congressmen. They're not the same exact people. Electoral College delegates don't get to Washington and decide who gets what.
I'm not talking about the delegates. The Electoral College, based on representation, which means based on the representation on the amount of money you can bring into that state because all the congressmen and women that represent that state. You act like it's a bunch of delegates. The delegates, don't make us a flip about the delegates.
And this is why the states would oppose ending the Electoral
Heck
College.
Heck yes. Why aren't states... Why,
and Ron, you agree.
Based on money, yeah.
Based on money, they would... That's why they
Why
would
haven't they advocated right now?
Maybe not on this analysis, but...
So you don't agree with that or do?
I don't necessarily agree with the analysis, but I agree that money's the driving force behind it.
Thank you.
Behind the Electoral College.
Both. Yeah.
Not campaign dollars being spent in purple states, but money being allocated
campaign
from
dollars.
Campaign dollars is minor, dude.
Advertising.
Right. Campaign dollars is minor.
We're talking about bridges, roads, projects.
And Electoral College delegates bring that money home. I'm learning things today, I guess.
Well, I learn things too. Let me ask you a question. Business money comes in, government money, or campaign money? What brings in the most to a station? It's not political money.
No, it's business.
And government money. I would agree. What I'm saying is that if you got Electoral College and census, and by the way, if they're all hip about getting rid of Electoral College, then how come these liberal states haven't advocated it yet? You don't see California doing it. You don't see New York doing it.
You don't see Rhode Island.
Don't see Rhode Island. They ain't giving up that money.
New Hampshire, Maine.
They ain't giving up any of that money. And nobody gives a flip. Do you see anybody campaigning in Rhode Island? No. Let's go to James. What's going on, James?
Hey, morning, guys. Man, I'm ready for SEC football kickoff. Is this weekend. The Florida Gators against those Ole Miss Rebels.
That's right. Somebody emailed it. Roger, did you know that the Ole Miss names are still called Rebels? I did not know that.
And by the way, their mascot and I believe their mascot is a rebel soldier or rebel general. I can't
Roger, do you remember what Roger just said? He goes, "Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't make the connection." That's funny, Roger.
I knew they were called rebels. It didn't dawn on me that they were representing the Confederacy.
No, I didn't know.
I didn't think that.
No, dude, Roger, their
Star
mascot
Wars rebels.
Is General Lee, I think. I don't know.
I did not know that.
It's a caricature, man.
Yeah.
It's a caricature. But, hey, it's easy for me to wrap my mind around the issue you're talking about. This is the way I kind of look at it. Every state elected representative, their ultimate goal is to bring as much bacon as they can to their district.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, period. So it's definitely about the money. Follow the money.
That's all
you got to do. But the poll, about 3 weeks ago, I called y'all to mention about the, President Trump's economic numbers stuck, and I just verified it. I heard on the news that there was a poll conducted, which kind of leads me to believe that Americans don't save enough and they don't budget and they're not ready for an emergency. Over 50% of supposed people that were polled said they are in dire financial crisis.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Yeah,
50%.
It's incredible.
That? Now, here's my question. How do you break that down with Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever? You know, how does that break down? Is it just, that is not good. I mean, I've always been taught to save and budget.
Right. I got to get run. I'm way over in a break. I don't know who would be more poll-wise not to have enough money, but it's amazing. They always say that the worst states with the welfare society is always blue states. Okay, if you look at some of the poorer states, it would be in the South, like Alabama,
Mississippi, Arkansas.
The rebels, yeah, which are not blue states. But if you wanted to talk about people that have a lot of wealth, the richest states I know are all blue states. They're not red states.
Yeah, New York, California. Yeah.
Well, we're going to tax you at $250,000. Go to New Rhode Island at $250,000. That's like middle class.
Richest area of the country is the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
Can't even buy a house there.
Interesting.
The mayor can't even afford a house in San Francisco.
The mayor.
Yeah, that's what she says.
I've got to take a quick break. 48 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On Roosevelt Boulevard, headed north, right between Plymouth and McDuff Avenue, there's construction work that has the left lane blocked that's starting to cause some slow traffic. Add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 69. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? At Granite Transformations, we have everything needed to give you the dream kitchen you've always wanted in as little as one day, with very little disruption to your daily routine. Our summer sale is going on now. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, just want to remind everybody, forgot to do this, but coming up October the 17th, it's going to be at the Ramallah American Club on Parento Home Road. It's going to be the First Coast Friends of the NRA. It's going to be October the 17th. It's going to have plenty of food. They call it a banquet, Ron, but it's, I mean, if you're dressed up, we're going to kick you out. We want you wearing jeans. No one's going to wear a tie.
And there's no speeches. There's no politics. This is about having fun.
Right.
No electoral college.
No electoral college.
No,
this is, you know, I had a couple people, you know, I had sent out a brochure and they're like, I was reading the brochure and it, you know, I don't want to go hear a bunch of speeches. And I realized, you know, I got to change my brochure because this is about relaxing, having fun. There's no politics. We're not having any speeches.
It's about the food.
It's games. And then you move on. We're going to give away probably over 30 guns this year.
Bam. And by the way, a lot of the proceeds go to charitable organizations.
Youth and women shooting programs throughout the state of Florida.
Which is not talked about. So if you want further information, you can email me, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. Or go to facebook.com and look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. So it's a good time. I mean, there's a lot of other prizes besides weapons.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of shooting
supplies.
And by the
way, there's more women that show up than men.
Probably about a 50-50 half the time. Yeah, it's, you know, hunting gear, shooting gear. Wow. There's optics, tree stands, you know, anything
tree
for the
stands.
Outdoors person. Yeah.
Really? So that is a great point. That's one thing I like about it, because we go every year, is that nobody gets out and tries to give a speech and a bunch of... No, I don't want to hear that.
No.
No speech is going on. It's like, hey, this is what we have on the wall.
We're 501c. We don't want to lose our non-political, you know, our nonprofit status by you know, getting involved in politics.
So there you go. All right. So again, that's going to be Saturday, October the 17th at 5:30. The reason why this is going to be a great event, Raj, is because there isn't a lot of events going on.
Yeah.
There really isn't. I mean, all the social distancing stuff and 50% and all.
And the seats are filling up fast this year. We're selling tables like we haven't sold before.
Because I still got like 2 or 3 tables left, so I just got to cut that check. All right, anyway, it's going to be, again, you can email me, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. First Coast Friends of the NRA. We sponsor this every year. It's going to be great. They've got certain packages and things. Folks, this will be a big, big event when a lot of other things are not happening this year. 855 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On Roosevelt Boulevard, headed north, right between Plymouth and McDuff Avenue, there's construction work that has the left lane blocked that's starting to cause some slow traffic. Add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 82. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 68. Right now it's 64 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media.
Now here's syndicated columnist Gal Thomas.
The death of Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg provides an opportunity for constitutionalists we've been waiting for 50 years. Ginsburg is being praised by the left, of course, because she, like other liberal justices, treated the Constitution as something to be molded into their view of law and the world. President Trump has vowed to name a conservative woman to the court, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be a vote on his nominee. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Republicans have the votes to confirm, though that may be doubtful. Susan Collins of Maine, who voted under pressure to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, says she wants to wait until after the November 3rd election. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski says she won't vote before the election. If only one more Republican does the same, the vote would be tied with Vice President Mike Pence casting the deciding vote, which has never happened before with a Supreme Court justice. Add all of this to the already high-stakes election year drama and pray that God's will be done. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So, what time, Raj? 11 or so, the podcast?
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
Okay.
Have the time to edit and that kind of thing.
So, anyway, we've got a couple good podcasts lined up for you this morning. Just go to the website, WBOB.com, WBOB.com, and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Good show this morning. It's just to provoke thought, and I like it. It's always a good issue. And it's not from Ruth, RBG, and COVID, you know, Electoral College.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Just kind of get people. It's a good conversation.
Yes, it is.
Agree or disagree. You know, it's golf's fun. So thankful to God every day for the radio show. I'm still laughing about the Old Miss and the Rebels thing from Roger. I knew there was a connection. That was a good one, Raj. Anyway, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, always email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. We'll see you, good Lord willing, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB.